went through a long period there where Lafayette Mayakano was thought of as a concert symphonic band piece. More often today, I think, thought of as a piece for wind dancing. It was a way, I think, of getting away from the concept of band music, because back when I first started doing my first piece for band, bands were limited to playing generally transcriptions of European orchestra music that band directors themselves had done. And then I think it moved from there that some of them the band directors developed enough skill that they began to write simple little things that their high school bands could play. Well, and they began to write a little better, and some of them began to think of themselves not only as a band conductor, but as a composer. Although they were not professionally composers, most of them, in those days, you wouldn't find anyone professional that was writing for band. Was kind of frowned on it, even among the orchestral piece. When I was asked to write my first band piece, just to get across the idea that I was not going to write for band in the typical sense of the word. There would be maybe in a large high school, you'd be having six or seven or eight tubas playing all at once. Well, I didn't want six or seven or eight tubas playing. I remember the first piece, the spiritual. This great band conductor at Michigan State, Leonard Falcone. Leonard said, "Oh, why don't you write me a piece for my band?" He said, "All we have to play is orchestral transcriptions, some things that are not too good, original things for band. Why don't you write us a piece?" I said, "Leonard, I can't write for a typical band the way I want to." He said, "Write the way you want to. The only way I can write is give me a certain number of instruments that I can write for. I'll write for those instruments, and I'll write for them the same as I would write if I'm writing for orchestra. I'm not going to write the little simple things for you."